This is sort of the periphery of the building area. The actual building area is a little further in.
Walter Charnley showing us this 38-acre patch of land in Floyd he's owned for 15 years. The plan is to build the kind of neighborhood here that puts the Co. back in community, something he's wanted to do since he first heard about the concept known as co-housing.
It's collaborative, it's cooperative, it's communicative, it's consensus-oriented, so all of those things are kind of Co. things that apply.
Lisa Poley's a founding member of another community like this, Blacksburg's Shadow Lake Village. She grew up in Northern Virginia, where she said most people literally did not know their neighbors. After she read a book about the concept, written by a couple from Denmark, the Danish word for the concept translates roughly into living neighborhood, she fell in love with the idea.
And I was just like, this is great. You know, I've really felt sad about the way so many neighborhoods now, they're isolating. You know, I mean, they're places for cars rather than people. And really like the idea of having a neighborhood where you could have privacy, but you could also have very warm, easy access to community.
The concept behind co-housing is that form follows function. Homes are arranged in a large circle facing inward, creating a natural gathering place in the center. It's set up to bring people together.
All co-housing communities, in addition to a private home with a kitchen and all the usual things of a home, there's a community house, usually called the common house. And so having access to that resource means that you can have a slightly smaller individual home because you can kind of outsource to the common house things like party space and video viewing space. And so most common houses have a big common kitchen and a big dining room, and most communities will sponsor or host a couple of community meals a week that people can come to if they want to or not.
In the Shadow Lake Village community, any kid over the age of 5 can go play in the common house unsupervised. The house there is filled with toys and ping pong tables, and the only rules in co-housing communities are those the residents place on themselves.
There's no ideology behind it. There's no charismatic sort of nutty leader who's trying to prove something.
In intentional communities, Charnley explains, an alternating group moderator leads community meetings. Decisions are made by consensus. There are a few basic core values, such as respect for others, for the environment, but the key word in all this is intentional.
It's an intentional neighborhood. In other words, it's people deciding they want to live in a neighborhood that is like what we could think of ideally as a neighborhood. In other words, people knowing one another, people sharing things. In other words, in co-housing communities, we'll have 33 residences. We're not going to need 33 lawnmowers. You know, there's probably going to be one lawnmower.
Having more by owning less is another building block of this kind of community. Again, Lisa Poley.
The way that we live isn't just our stuff, it's how we connect with the people around us.
In the U.S., there are some 150 co-housing communities, two in Virginia, the one in Blacksburg and Vienna, and several in the planning stages, including Richmond, Harrisonburg, Crozet, and now Floyd. I'm Robbie Harris.